This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So we were talking about the diphtheria. You know, protection fades over time. So this actually made us, want to look into this story. So while the Western Cape accounts for the majority of toxigenic respiratory diphtheria, a concern has arisen over the declining uptake of, Tdap. Tetanus, diphtheria, and a whooping cough boosters among older children. So this came to light after the latest situational report from the National Institute for Communicable Diseases revealed that nationally, 91 laboratory confirmed cases of toxigenic respiratory diphtheria were recorded between January 2024 and January 18, 2026. So the Western Cape accounted for the most cases, reporting 67.
We're talking this morning to Dr. Angelique Kutsia from Solidarity Doctors Network. Doc, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. We are all fine. It's going to be a hot day.
Ah, Doc. We've also had one crazy hot day yesterday, and we are anticipating another hot day in Polokwane. Doc, we'd like to know more about this report from the NICD and what exactly it explains in layman terms.
A very interesting question. I think just for our listeners, respiratory diphtheria, because people don't understand what we're talking about, it is a bacterial infection, and it is off the throat and your upper airways, and in that specific bacteria produce a toxin that can damage your throat, your airway, your heart, and your nervous system, but it is very rare in your vaccinated populations, but it can return where your immunity drops, as what we have seen now with some of the stats. So that patients will complain of sore throat, fever, you know, the normal symptoms. And then when you look into the throat, you will see that thick gray or white membrane in the throat, and then that difficulty in swallowing. These people need to be admitted. It is contagious. And they can spread it through the cough or sneezing or what, you know, respiratory droplets. And also important, asymptomatic carriers, we do get that. So you don't need to be very sick to spread the diphtheria. And but if you have been vaccinated, we know it helps a lot. So if we look at the stats that was produced by the Western Cape, it is important also to understand that it's not to say that it's worse in the Western Cape. I think what is important is to say that the surveillance in the Western Cape is much more better than in the other places. So yes, they have the more cases. But it's not reflecting that it's more there. So we think it's all over across the country, and we might have a problem with poor surveillance in other provinces to see this. I hope this makes sense, and I hope this answers your question.
I think, yeah, more or less it does. But then, Doc, I want to know, in terms of taking the vaccine, who's supposed to? And also, does it have anything at all to do with COVID?
Oh, no, it's got nothing to do with COVID. I think the fact that patients or people doesn't take their children for immunization is more because of all the hype around the COVID vaccines. But no, it's got nothing to do with COVID. Please, please, please. It's so important. And yes, you have to vaccinate. So in South Africa, we've got the schedule at 6, 10, and 14 weeks. Then again at 18 months, 6 years, and 12 years. And for adults, you can do a booster every 10 years, especially if you are a healthcare worker, caregivers, or the elderly. We would advise against, you know, for vaccinations. And it's also important that you can get it again. Your immunity wins as you grow older, and that's why we ask, for people who might be the elderly people or people, as I've said, working with patients, you know, just get a booster vaccine. It would help. It's just an intramuscular injection in the babies. It's in the thigh, and in adults, it's just the upper arm. It's not a really painful injection, but it protects. It really protects you.
Mm. And then do we know, affected people, their reaction? Are there maybe any concerns of spread in other provinces as well?
Yes, it can spread. So we need to up our surveillance in the other provinces. As I've said, it is a contagious disease. It does spread. You can get it more than once. It's not worth it not to vaccinate your child. You know, it is better to vaccinate. Remember, it is the free, it is 3-in-1. So you are protected against tetanus, against diphtheria, and pertussis. That's the word to think of. So we need to make sure that we vaccinate. Side effects is normally just where you inject it. The patient can sometimes be a bit red, but all in all, with the new, the TDAP, which is the adult booster, it's lower doses of diphtheria and pertussis, and it gives less side effects at the area where it's been injected.
Hmm. All right, Doc, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you coming through and talking to us. That's Dr. Angelique Kutsia from Solidarity Doctors Network.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.